Our next interview is with the filmmakers of The Shore Break and is officially selected Hot Docs lining up in Toronto this year. And I think the festival, if I'm not mistaken, starts next week. The Shore Break asks the question, what is development? By following the feud between two cousins when titanium is found in their beach sand on South Africa's glorious wild coast. The film appeals to people interested in community versus capital, women and patriarchy, the extractive industries, and sustainable development. And joining me on the line, I have Riley Gunnenwalt, who is one of the producers of the film. Hello, Riley. How are you?
Hi, I'm really well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us and for telling us about the film, which is going to be showing at Hot Docs, which is starting next week. And there's three screenings of the films, and we'll get to the date and time of those in a bit. But can you start by telling us what The Shore Break is about?
Sure. Basically, the Shore Break follows a family feud between two cousins who both live on the wild coast, which is probably the most spectacular part of the South African coastline. And the feud essentially boils down to development, because Nontle, who's the younger cousin, she really wants to protect her community's traditional way of life and the environment. She's quite a hardcore environmental activist. Meanwhile, her older cousin, Madiba, is just really frustrated with how underdeveloped the area is and how most of the people living there are living in, like, serious poverty. So when titanium is discovered on their beach sand, he really sees it as, you know, a fantastic opportunity to actually get some big development in the area and to provide jobs for everyone. So when this development opportunity arises, a major family feud happens between Nontle and Madiba and sort of spills over into their community.
And for many parts of the African continent and other parts of the, you know, developing world, developed world, underpoverished world, third world, whatever, I mean, that in itself is a very important historical debate. This question of development is a very important question, right? And, you know, since the 60s, the 70s, decolonization, development as an industry, development as maybe even an objective has not come to fruition, right? So there is kind of that debate, is this going to work, is this not going to work? There's also the debate of, like you said in your film, maintaining kind of traditional lifestyles. So what kind of other issues come up in terms of that development debate? What is, you know, what is the question that's going on between these cousins, or what is the question that the film is hoping to put to its listening or watching audience?
Well, I mean, that's a really great question, because it's really not a simple matter. And I think that's what the film explores. I mean, initially when I started making the film, I saw it in a very simplistic way of, oh, the environment needs to be protected. But when I started to get to know Nontle's cousin Madiba, I realized, wow, there's a lot more than, you know, protecting this beautiful landscape. When people can't get their sick child to a hospital, or everyone is, you know, most people are unemployed. So I guess the question is, you know, is it possible to get development without destroying the environment? And, you know, and then on the other hand, do people really have to give up their land and be denied basic services, you know, in order for development to happen? Do they have to give up everything in order to get, like, you know, the basic services which people in the rest of the country are able to receive without having to give everything up? So, yeah, I think, and then when the politics comes into it, that's, I guess, just sort of shows how, you know, often communities are undermined by the people who would benefit from major developments. Because, yes, you know, everyone does want jobs and hospitals and schools, but at the end of the day, once the mining project has finished and there's no longer any titanium to mine, who would have benefited the most and who would have been exploited the most?
So, I mean, this is definitely raising really important questions. And the film will be screening 3 times here in Toronto during Hot Docs, followed by a question and answer period. So I'm sure these issues will be part of the question and answer discussion. And we do, of course, encourage all of our listeners to, you know, come and watch the film and partake in the question and answer session after. So the dates of the screening are Friday, April 24th at 9:45 at Hart House, and then again Saturday the 25th of April at 1:30 at the ROM, and again on Friday the 1st of May at 6:30 at Isabel Batter Theater. So we do encourage everyone to come out, and we'll definitely post all the details on our website, but of course just check out Hot Docs website for information on The Short Break, but also other films that will be screening at Hot Docs, and there's a few African selections. So is there a way that our listeners can follow your film? Is there like a website or anything like that where they can check out more information about the film?
Yes, definitely. There's theshorebreakmovie.com, mm-hmm. www.theshorebreakmovie.com, and then also on Facebook and Twitter, The Short Break.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Riley, for joining us today. And is there anything else that you'd like to add about the film or maybe even future projects that you're working on that you'd like to let our listeners know about?
I think the essential thing is that even though it's dealing with these major issues, the style of the film is very much like a personal story mm-hmm. about Nantler and Madiba. And I think that's what is just so captivating in this personal story, this family drama, sort of raises all these questions in a really beautiful and thought-provoking way. I think it's a film that will really inspire people, and yeah, it's definitely worth their while.
Great. Riley, I'd like to really thank you for coming and speaking to us about your film. And of course, we encourage our listening audience to check out the film, to check out Hot Docs, which is such an amazing film festival here in the city. It started off as like a very, very, very small festival at the University of Toronto, and it's just like taken over the city. So it's really great that you guys are coming down for that. Best.
Great. Thanks very much.
Take care, Riley.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. And that was Riley Gundervold, I think that's how you say her last name. And she is the producer of a new film called The Short Break that will be part of an official selection of Hot Docs, which is a documentary film festival taking place in Toronto, and it starts next week. So we do definitely encourage everyone to check that out. You are tuned in to CHRY 105.5 FM. This is Amandla, An African Perspective, your source for news and views from the African continent. Remember, if there is an edition of our show that you missed out on, you can always check it out on our website. It's africanperspectives.tumblr.com, and tune in every Sunday from noon to 1 p.m. right here on your community radio station 105.5 FM or online chry.fm.